Welcome, 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 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good to be here with you again on Table Talk. It's Monday morning, as you know, and it's now 5 minutes gone past nine. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. On Table Talk, we break the tables, as many as possible. We take the legs off them, shatter them, pieces everything, scatter everything, you know. We'll have the tough conversations and I help you sort through the thoughts in your mind. Welcome to the show. Today, as usual, we have a fully packed package for you. So run over to Facebook and YouTube and join the show live streaming there on Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also drop me your comments over there. Today, unfortunately, we'll be sticking to one phone line, and that's 01465-7190. I don't know how we're going to make that work, but we're going to have to make it work. So if you are trying to call in, you have to be extremely patient today, because man, I can't take more than one call at a time. So just use that line and then you'll be able to reach us on the show. Today we're talking about dealing with grief. I put up that flyer on social media and I've gotten people sending me messages saying, Omo, that's what we actually needed to hear right now. I'm glad that that's what you need to hear, because actually even me what I'm sitting here, I need to hear it. So we're going to have that conversation. But as you know, Table Talk is in two parts. We have the first segment, that's the appetizer, because Table Talk is practically a buffet. So first I give you the appetizer, and then we go on to the main dish. So on the appetizer, I give you a summary of any big event, anything I found fascinating from the weekend. Just gists, you know, and then we move on to the main dish. So if you're ready, I am. Here's the appetizer.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
I don't know how loudly I can shout it this, but I'm going to ask you if you have gotten vaccination against COVID-19. If you have not, you're on your own. Because right now the vaccine is free, but we have insinuations that the vaccine might soon come at a cost. Okay, yep. Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu made that insinuation at the 2021 Global Citizen Life event yesterday. He made a commitment to vaccine equity among various social strata, and the subsidies will be provided for those who might not be able to afford it. Did you hear that? I'm sure you did. Listen to this.
Thank God for all of you that are here that have been double vaccinated. This is the message. What is our commitment in Lagos? How do we need to take this forward? And that's why I'm standing here as your governor to make this commitment. And so for us in Lagos, we're committing to prioritizing the vaccine equity among the entire population. We will do this as we've done with the COVID-19 PCR testing. We plan to partner with the private sector once again to help us to procure, to store, to distribute, and to administer the vaccine doses. The state under the guidance, of course, the federal and the state laws that we currently have. Our proposal, therefore, is to reserve about 50% of the vaccines procured from the partnership with the private sector to ensure that we make them available free of charge, you know, at all government health centers. We propose to deploy a proven system where those who cannot pay for the vaccine subsidies will subsidize the cost of vaccination for those who cannot pay. The ones that can pay will subsidize for the people that can pay. With our approach, as outlined above, we'll expect that about 30% of our population in Lagos within the next 1 year will have been fully vaccinated. This will put us on a better and a more sustainable path towards achieving our herd immunity. This is our commitment in Lagos, and we're on the path at ensuring that within the next 1 year, minimum of 30% of our herd immunity will be achieved.
Those who can pay will subsidize for those who cannot pay. How the government will identify who can pay and who cannot, I can't answer. But you heard it for yourself. So that means the vaccine will soon come at a cost. Right now, it's free. You can just have to register online. We tell you this on all our bulletins throughout the day. Go online, register, go there, get the jab, go home, smile and be happy. Okay, so but if you don't mind paying for it, I mean, why not? It doesn't hurt, right? So that's the gist. The Global Citizen Live event is an initiative that aims to draw commitment from citizens and governments around the world to tackle the issues of poverty, to demand equity and protect the planet. So this year, the event also touched on COVID-19 vaccination. So with the concerts across the world, and Lagos was on. How can Lagos be left out? There was a live concert here in Lagos. That was where the governor was speaking from. All right. That's the appetizer. Let's go on to the main dish right now.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
Okay, welcome to the show. Again, this is the main dish, and what we do here, this is where I serve you the main course on the show today. We're talking about dealing with grief. So if you're in that boat, draw closer. Or if you have someone who's dealing with grief that you're trying to help, move closer, because we're going to help you try to sort through what to do when you are grieving. Okay, usually the death of a loved one is accompanied by grief. I mean, naturally, when you lose someone or something, you know, there's this sense of loss. Yeah, and then you get to grief. Now, there are various shades of grief. I've seen that people deal with grief different ways. And so there isn't one huge basket to dump grief and say, okay, this is the color and the feel that grief always has. No. So various cultures, interestingly, also have different rites and traditions about the demise of a person. There are certain rules as to how you're expected to mourn a dead person depending on your gender. Very interesting, Abby. Now, as you might agree, there's a huge line and a difference between how men and women are expected to mourn their spouses. But the loss is the same. It's a loss of a loved one, but it's measured on different levels. Now, do you agree that the loss is the same? If you lose somebody, is it a loss anyway? So why should one person mourn more than the other? Why do we have yardsticks about how people should mourn? So you're going to tell me also today how in your culture and in your personal perception how long you think a person should mourn their spouse. We're going to have that separate conversation, but on a longer note, we're going to talk more to you about how to handle grief if you're in that boat right now. I have my guest host. As you know, every week I bring one of you from the audience to join me in the studio because I love you that much, right? So you're going to co-anchor the show with me. She's here. I have Abigail Oluwamide Ojo here with me. Hi, Abigail.
Move closer.
Yeah, you are the host today. You are going to ask all the questions, so okay. Feel comfortable. Welcome to the show. Thank you for having me. Tell us about yourself, Abigail.
Well, I'm Abigail, which as I've said, and I'm a Nigerian milliner.
See, many people, now we understand.
Okay.
As you can see, for those of you watching on Facebook, you can see she's wearing, turn around. Looks like a beret.
Yes, she's a beret with just some
made fancy.
Yes.
She brought me something. I will not tell you people. Well, if you follow me online at WemimoSport, you probably have seen it. Welcome to the show, Abigail.
Thank you for having me. I also have
Dr. Kike Oyekomi joining us right here in the studio. She's a consultant psychiatrist at the Federal Neuropsych. I've gotten so used to saying this thing that I don't even blink. Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Aro, Ogun State. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
She's very accessible. I can just call her late in the night. Dr. Kike, I want you to come and talk to the people. And she always shows up. Thank you very much. Now, let's talk about grief. First of all, what is grief? Dr. Kike?
Yeah. Grief is a normal response to a perceived loss. But usually, you know, a lot of times people associate grief with the loss of a loved one. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, you could grieve over anything or anybody, you know. So it's usually when you feel that thing is very meaningful to you. So it might be the loss of a relationship, it might be the loss of a property, loss of status, maybe somebody is just retired, loss of financial status, loss of a pet in advanced world, loss of a loved one, which a lot of people associate with grief, loss of your phone, loss of anything.
Of your phone?
Yes. Loss of anything that means something to you. So that's why you don't judge people. when they are grieving. You don't say, why are you grieving this much? What is this? Because grief is a personal experience. Mm. The intensity, what that person feels, what that person suffers, it's an emotional suffering. What that person suffers depends on what that thing or that person meant to the person that is grieving. So you shouldn't say that there's a particular way one should grieve. There is no prescribed way of grieving. I mean, if there's anything that people can follow, oh, this is the right way to do it.
Grieving step is one, not, step two, yes, step three.
There is none. Although, by and large, it has been shown that there are some stages that people could go through. Mm. So we talk about like 5 or 7 stages. We talk about the first stage, denial, and almost everybody would go through this. You can imagine losing someone and the first thing is, no, it didn't happen. Mm. It didn't happen. Are you sure? Are you sure? You know, even in the face of reality, you know, a lot of people will still go through that denial. And then the second one is, you know, anger. You know, sometimes you just feel annoyed. And that's why, you know, sometimes people even get annoyed at the doctor, maybe, yeah, if the thing happened at the hospital. Even when you know that they tried their possible best, sometimes you might even be angry, even with the person that has died.
Why, like, did you die? How dare you? Why, yeah, why should
why
you?
Why did you do this to me? So you might be angry at the society, you might be angry at anything. Then the third one is bargaining. You know, you could say that, oh, I wish I would have this person back for anything. You know, then the fourth one now is what is it called now? There's another one. Then the last one is acceptance. You know, when you feel that, okay, there's nothing I can do yet. The fourth one is like a state of depression. Hmm. You know, where you are not happy, when you know all those emotions will be so intense on you, and then finally you now accept. You know, so these stages. But we must mention that you don't have to go through the stages one by one. And in fact, some people might jump stages. But it's important to know the possibility. So it's usually like a distribution of normality. You know, grief is a normal experience, and death is. Because I'm narrowing down now on the loss of a loved one.
Yeah.
Death is an experience that is part of our existence. So there is no way that anybody would not experience death. It might be like a direct loss. It might be indirect. It might be your friend. It might be your father, your mom, your sister, your niece. It might be classmate. It might be your neighbor. But there is nobody that would not experience that. And then what people experience would depend on so many factors. It would depend on the age of that person who is grieving. You know, for children, it's relatively easier. You know, because between the ages of 0 and 5, they cannot fully conceptualize the phenomenon of death. But any age between 6 and 8, they can understand that this death is permanent. A child of between 3 and 5 might know that, okay, this person is absent, but because they still have this magical thinking, the child might think that, okay, maybe there's something I can do that the person would come back. But thereafter, you know, the ages would now know that this thing is permanent. So the pain and everything would depend on so many things. It would depend on the person's personality, the person who is grieving now. It would depend on the person's personality. It would depend on the support system the person has around him or her. It would depend on the coping mechanism of that person prior to the occurrence of that
event. Well, we're going to talk about that coping mechanism, because I think that's very important. It's like a cushion, you know, to the impact of grief. Okay, I'm going to let you take the mic.
Well, for me, she has said the most, because I think a few weeks back, I too felt that I lost someone very close. So, like, you know. Well, as you said, there are stages to it, because I remember when I lost my dad, I didn't really feel the impact because I was quite young. But as I grew older, I really understood what it felt to actually grieve someone that I've grown to love, to know for a while before their departure. Yeah. So
it resonates.
Yes.
I mean, as she was speaking, my mind went back to, I mean, it's just been, what's the day, is it 27th? Yeah, precisely about a little over 1 month that I lost my dad. And I just saw those stages, you know. At first, it was shock, and then it was anger. Okay, yeah. You had to see me at those. It was anger, like, how could you? I mean, you know, those stages, I can identify with them. Now, let's talk about this coping mechanism. Is it, like you said, death is inevitable.
Yes.
Everybody would die. And some way, you would feel that loss, either directly or indirectly. So what can we do in advance to provide this coping mechanism? Can I train myself to have a strong coping mechanism just in advance, you
Maybe.
Know?
What you have just said is called anticipatory grief. Even though we all know that this person is going to die one day. For example, maybe you have a grandfather or a grandmother and the person is 80, 90. Of course, you know the person will die one day. But even the knowledge would not lessen that pain when it happens. So that is number one. The number two is that we must first acknowledge the pain, because healing starts with acknowledgement of that pain. If you're still in a state of denial, you haven't started healing. So you must acknowledge that this pain is here and it is a natural response. So don't see yourself as, oh, maybe I am weak, or it's a testament to the fact that I don't have a strong faith. Because, you know, sometimes when we lose somebody, you know, it can shake our faith if you're a person of faith. And for some people, it can actually strengthen their faith. And then at this time too, you know, some people would now want to understand the purpose of life, the meaning of life, you know. They want to ask, okay, why are we even here? What is
when
the
we
purpose
die,
of
what
everything?
Happens?
Yes. Yeah. So it depends on how you see it. You see, your journey through grief, yeah, you can make it a choice, honestly. You can choose either to go the positive way or the negative way.
You think, but you can make that decision yourself?
Yes, you can, to an extent, because it's like a torrent of negative emotions. You can be angry, you can be sad, you can be numb, you can be anxious, you can be fearful, depending on maybe the circumstances of the death. For example, if a loved one died of an illness, you might be afraid that, okay, oh, because I'm the person's daughter or son, okay, does that mean that I might also
have that illness
later, you know? But it depends on how you deal with it. So, for example, maybe your father died of, let's say, complications of hypertension. You already know that because the person was your father, you already have a higher risk of developing hypertension. So, what you could do is take care of yourself so that you don't develop hypertension. Or when you begin to manage it so that you don't get into that complication that your father probably died of. Then, you know, some people will now pick up a course, even from their experience of grief. So, you know, these people might now start talking to people about hypertension or whatever their loved one died of. But, you know, in this part of the world, a lot of times when people die, they won't even tell you what happened. They might say, oh, the person died after a brief illness. And in developed worlds, you know, they don't hide this thing, because death is not something to be ashamed of. You know, sometimes too, you know, people might want to hide the way the person died. For example, if somebody died by suicide, you know, a lot of times the families might consider it something shameful. Or if the person died maybe from HIV, AIDS, you know, the person. But in advanced world, you know, when somebody dies of something, you can
it's an opportunity,
yes, to educate the masses about that thing so that it will not happen to the next person.
You find people even creating funds, GoFundMe accounts, you know, to support other people who might also be going through that.
So that's where, you know, the choice comes in, you know. So how can you turn your pain into gain? That's just the thing, because life is about choices. How you handle the challenges or the events of your life will determine the trajectory. Let me put it that way. So it's about a choice.
Let me go on a break. When I come back, I'll first open the phone lines and then we talk about cultural yardsticks that we've put in place to say this is how you should mourn. Sit on the floor, cut your hair, cry. You know, I even hear that people are given time to cry. You must cry from so out. Oh my goodness. All right, let me go on a break. I'll be right back. This is Table Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today we're talking about dealing with grief, and we're telling you how to handle grief if you're going through that, or if you have someone around you who's experiencing grief. We're going to talk about how you can be a strong support system for them. Now, the show is live on Facebook and YouTube, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can drop your questions or comments there. When we come back, I'll take your phone calls on 070. We're not taking that number. We're using only 01465719 0. We're back after the break. Don't go away. Wow. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Table Talk. 0146571190 is the number to call right now. If you have a question about dealing with grief, or you have an experience to share with us, again, we're working with just one number, and that's 0146571190. If you're also on Facebook or YouTube, we thank everyone joining live. You can send us a message to ask your question or leave us your experience about dealing with grief. You can also add up a spice. Culturally, how are you expected to deal with grief in your culture? Is there an expectation of what you're supposed to do? All right, let's get started. Hello? Put off your radio. You know, put off your radio, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, but with me, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Welcome to Table Talk.
Yeah. I'm calling for today.
Welcome. Go ahead.
We are discussing this morning. Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead. Okay, so the problem, I think, is that you're listening both from your radio and from your phone, and it can't work that way. So I'll let you off so that somebody else can call in. 0146571190, 0146571190. Facebook and YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, afternoon, lady. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
This thing you are discussing this morning, now my matter. You know, when my wife died, you know, after 4 years, she couldn't walk. Like you said, I said, oh, God, where are you? We tried all we can. Medical, go to church, no way. After 4 years, she died. A lot of money went down the drain. Then I called myself, say, God, where are you? I say, let me give up on it. I said, no. He's there. They say the good ones, you always take them early. When I went to bury my wife, you see some mama like 80, 90 years old coming to visit me where I'm doing, the room where they kept me. Then I asked myself, how can this, look at this mama, 80, the other one, 90. And this girl just go like that. And God, where are you? How can this type of thing happen? I cried. My eyeball nearly fell off. For the loneliness, oh my God. I thank God for Nigeria Info. Every one of you in Nigeria Info, I keep on saying it. The discussion with my wife is no more. What I discuss with her, I can't discuss with my children. Not till today, I'm still feeling it. But with you guys, like I said, I don't want to go that suicide way or go into drinking or whatever. 8 years, this September, I make it 8 years. Because of the way I live with my wife, I find it difficult to go back into that marriage life. I know I will do that, but for now, I find it difficult. So it's not easy. So whoever is going through such things, if there's a way you can go close, assist the person, you know, being around for that loneliness, they should do it, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing. Before I go on to the next call, he made a point about people trying to handle grief by going into drinking, some into hard drugs, you know, just finding a way of escape. Does this help?
No. Whatever emotional pain you're going through, the next thing is not to do drugs or to escalate if you've been doing it before, because it might offer you a very short
temporary
relief, but on the long run, it's going to be more damaging. So that's not the way to go. We understand that the pain can be so intense. In fact, it's one of the most intense emotional distress that any human being can go through. But the thing is that with time, with the, you know, this cliche that time heals is very, very, very correct. So with time, the intensity of the grief, how it cripples you, is supposed to reduce. And you see, there is really no time frame, you know, for when grief should last. But averagely, by the end of the first year, you should begin to feel
a little
normal.
It
is not as if the pain is going to go away forever, but you just learn how to deal with it. The pain will no longer be a center stage of your life. So your life would go on.
Okay, let's see who else is here. You want to take the call? Oops. Okay, this is gone. Please try again. 0146571190 is the number to call. Let me go onto Facebook and take some comments from there. Collins Michael says he's grieving about his country, Nigeria.
Yeah, right. The loss of peace, the loss of security.
Again, of it's not just the loss of a person.
Yes.
It's both the loss of a thing and a person.
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Okay. I can't take from that line. Hello. Hello. Are you there? Something's up with the line. Please bear with us. If we're not able to make do with these lines, I'd advise you go onto Facebook and YouTube. Let me go on to there again. Isaac Kamana John says, good morning, everyone in the studio. I'm seriously learning from your guest as she explains perfectly well. Thank you. Shuai Baliki says, wow, we learn every day. I learned something today from your guest. Thank you. Faith Godwin is saying here, good morning to your guests on the show. Speaking on how one should deal with grief, when my dad died a few years ago, I was very sad then. It was a few days after that he was laid to rest. A cousin of mine came visiting. This cousin of mine was so funny. He made me laugh after so many days of being numb and grumpy. My grand aunt heard us laughing, came into the room and gave us a sermon on how laughing at this time was a sign that we were happy that my dad was no more or that we killed him. Tell me about being supportive, huh? If you laugh while you are grieving, are you not supposed to, you're supposed to be moody all the time?
No, you're not supposed to be. It's usually a mixture of emotions. And that is one fundamental difference between grieving and depression. You know, in depression, the thing would not lift. But in grieving, you still have sometimes some high times. You know, grieving is like a roller coaster. So you have the highs and the lows, but depression is almost always there.
Nothing is funny.
Nothing is funny.
And no joke is funny.
Even the funniest joke.
It's so dry
in your ears. And then, you know, somebody mentioned, you know, that okay, the auntie made them laugh, this person came. We cannot overemphasize the importance of social support in grief, because grief is not meant to be experienced alone. You see, when you share your pain, it reduces the burden on you. So this is not the time to want to feel like a superhuman. Nobody is a superhuman, and no man is an island. So you need shoulders to cry on. You need people to talk. You know, some you want to talk, and then we say that, you know, talking, if you want to cry. It is okay to cry. It is not a sign of weakness. It is not a sign that, oh, you are not trusting God. You know, like the Christians will say, why are you a Christian? You shouldn't cry. No.
Where's your faith?
No, you know, crying is cathartic. It helps you. You know, it's like you are bringing out that pain.
Emotion.
So you are pouring it on someone. So social support is very, very key.
Abigail,
during that.
What do you think of this comment?
Well, for me, it's real. What I want to say is that I think a few weeks back, one of my friends lost her husband. And yes, that was what I was saying. And just, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And my problem is she's very young. How would she grieve? And how, with this our society of how a woman should grieve her husband. She's been in her husband's parents' house grieving, and you know, so I'm like, but they didn't really give her access to anybody. So I'm like,
so they locked her up somewhere?
Not really locked up. We can't reach her you can only reach her via WhatsApp or phone. You can't call, you can't go over and see her like this.
Why can't you go and see her?
Say she's in the period of mourning her husband.
You know, different societies
have
different
rituals. You see what
rituals.
I'm saying about those rites
That's mourning.
I'm just kind of like, she's very young.
It's unfair, you know, it's really, really unfair to her. But, you know, in Nigeria or in Africa, we have a lot of beliefs, a lot of obsolete, primitive ideas. How can somebody be grieving and you are preventing people
from seeing her friends?
Her?
I mean, she needs the friends. She needs her friends.
Let
me see who's on the line here. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Moses calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Moses.
The truth is that I just remembered something when I lost my dad. The day I lost my dad, I was at work and I continued working. They called me early in the morning that I lost my dad, but I had to work that day. And later I was my boss like, go and see them, go and see your uncle. And I had to go. But the truth is that I never cried till today.
Whoa.
I loved my dad. I never shed tears. Even as at the time that we had to carry the coffin and they wanted to open the coffin, they could not open it. I was the one that went there to open it, looking at him. I was just looking at him. I could not just share tears, but I loved him. Till tomorrow, sometimes I always think about him. But that tears, I don't know. Sometimes me, myself, I'll be looking at myself, that what's wrong? Is it that my mind is too strong? Is it that something else? That why am I like this?
You're feeling guilty that you didn't even mourn him properly, you didn't cry.
You understand.
Let the doctor speak to you. Listen from your radio.
You don't have to cry, you know, to show that you are deeply pained. There are some people that are not really outwardly expressive when it comes to their emotions. So it doesn't mean that they are suffering lesser pain than you that is crying and wailing.
And hitting yourself on the floor.
It's not. So crying, yes, it's a sign of pain. But for some people, it doesn't really come naturally that way. And then you should even pay closer attention to those people.
That do not cry. Because I'm more worried about you.
And don't think that they are hard-hearted. It might just be their own way of
grieving.
Yes.
So, like we said, there isn't one big Pandora box. This is how it should be. No, there's nothing like that. So, if you're not crying, you know, allow yourself. You're also mourning.
You can be in a state of despair. You can be angry. You can be sad. You know, although sadness is what is most common, but some people will not be sad. You can be numb. You can feel empty. You can feel frustrated. All sorts of negative emotions. But you know, people will think that you must necessarily cry. No, you don't have to.
All right, let's see who's here. Take the call, Abigail.
Okay. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Good morning. Where are you calling from? Now, what's your name, please?
I'm calling from Adoge.
Okay. What's your name, please?
My name is Roland Boucher.
All right.
You see, about grief, I don't see anything that can make me agree.
You don't see anything that can make you what?
In my life, I haven't seen it.
That can make you do what?
Grieve,
okay.
Is that not what you are discussing about?
Yeah, that is it. Tell me more about what you that idea that you've just mentioned.
Well, I myself can't say. Because no matter what happens, you can't see me either mourning or screaming or shouting. I don't grieve. I don't know whether it's a disease or me or something.
Have you ever lost anyone or anything dear to you?
So many.
So you didn't mourn them at all? You didn't feel loss?
My own feeling is just for a minute or 5 minutes.
Okay. Listen to the doctor. This is quite a unique one.
He might think that because he didn't cry, he didn't do the outward expression of emotions, he might think that, oh, maybe there's something wrong with me. It might just be that, you know, that he is just an internal person. It doesn't mean that he's not normal. It doesn't mean that he's not normal. You know, the way we handle pain is dependent on so many things. There are some people that are very stoic, even in the face of the deepest loss. It doesn't mean that they are not grieving. People shouldn't associate grieving with crying. So the fact that you're not crying
or the length of time.
Yes. So some people in few weeks they get over it, some people in months, but by and large, averagely, by the end of 1 year, you should have gotten at least way beyond that level of intense pain.
All right, let's see who's on the line. Abigail?
Hello.
Hi, Wemimo.
Good morning. Please, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Morning, this is Adegoke from there.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, this is Adegoke from there.
Welcome. Go ahead, Adegoke.
Yeah. Okay. Personally, I lost my dad, although when I was far younger. Your line is echoing, actually.
Yes, it is. Bear with us. Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Our technical guys are looking at it. I can also hear it from here.
Okay. So, I lost my dad when I was younger, and it really affected me and affected my mom mostly because 2 weeks after she developed high blood pressure because of
understandably
that,
right
of grieving. Yes, so which has taken a real toll on her, you know, even at her old age now, you know. So basically she mourned so much because that was the only person she had and she loved, you know. She almost died actually from that, but thank God that at least we were there for her as our children to help her, and it really affected us too as children, you know, because pressure had to be on her to help. And then my elder sister, thank God then that she just got a job then and she really helped you know, while we were younger now. So at least thank God my mom is still alive, still managing her blood pressure with education and all that. So most times some people don't tend to understand when people go through grief.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when you come to maybe somebody who is grieving, sometimes you just keep quiet. You don't even need to say anything.
Right. Because if you're not sure on what you say,
yes.
I mean, just your presence sometimes is just all they need.
Yes.
Right?
Just be silent and then show expression of at least remorse, you know, and all that.
All right, Adegoke, thank you very much. Dr. Keke, I want to ask you, I mean, this is quite another, you know, type of experience. So sometimes you experienced a loss, but someone else also experienced it, and you feel that person experiences that grief on a higher level. So you suspend your own grief, and then you pay attention to that person.
Yeah, you know, life is about, you know, the social support. So if you feel that you are stronger than the other person, there's nothing that says that you shouldn't help. But it's not as if you suspend your own totally and just be all out and pour yourself on that person and forgetting yourself. That is when it is not good. So that's why, you know, as human beings, we are social beings. We need one another. You might be stronger on some levels than me. I might be stronger on some level than her. So, you know, when we come together, everything will just balance out. And then one more thing that we must also say is that when you're grieving, please take care of yourself, because your brain is the organ that is processing everything. So you must eat well, you know, you must eat nutritious food. It's very important, because that's the organ that processes everything, because you are in a deep state of stress. The stress is so intense. So it's like, you know, when you don't eat, you are reducing your psychological immunity. So the pain is going to get at you more. You know, a lot of times
can this affect your
physical
health?
Yes, because the mind and body are connected. So whatever is happening upstairs would definitely happen, might definitely affect the other organ systems in the body. You know, that's why the last caller said that the mother developed hypertension. You know, so that shows that the mind and body are connected. So because it's a stressful period, so at that time people might now develop some diseases that they were vulnerable to, you know. So maybe the mother wouldn't have developed hypertension if that thing did not happen. So it tells you that grief is a very stressful, it's this very stressful time.
Someone says here on YouTube, when my grandma died, my mom called to break the news, and then she says, "Don't cry, oh." So it sounded weird, very weird to me. Like, was I expected to cry?
Because that's a cultural belief, that the next thing is to cry, especially in Africa. You know, people would jump up, you know, start wailing and everything. So that's what is expected. So that's why the mother said, "Okay, don't just take it easy." You know, I think it's just a figure of speech. Don't cry. It means just take it easy. It has happened. It has happened. I think that's just what.
All
it
right.
Meant.
Let's see who's here. We can take one or two more before we go. Please pardon the echo. I can also hear it from here. We're working to fix it. 0146 571 90 is the number to call. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mercy. I'm calling from Alimosho.
Welcome.
Yes. I want to thank the doctor this morning. It's like she was there during that my moment of grief when I lost my mommy. I don't know whether it's because I didn't know my father. After my birth, I lost my father. After they gave birth to me, I lost my father. So the grieving was much. The grieving was, I grieved more than 2 years. Even people will talk to me, to the extent that they invited me back home to talk to me. I don't know. Is it because my mother was like a father and mother all the same time that made that grieving to be like that? I want to know from the doctor.
From the doctor, all right.
Yes. It contributed to the intensity of the grief. And then, you know, when your mom died, it also resurrected that memory of the loss, the early loss of your father. So what the intensity of the pain, like I said, depends on so many things.
So many,
you know,
things attached to that loss.
Yes, you know, so that loss could represent so many things. It could resurrect a lot of
One minute
memories
to go. So allow yourself that time. I'm going to allow you give those who are listening who are unable to call in. So if you say that you've been grieving for so long and you think it's been going on for too long, what should you do?
The next thing is, don't deny it. Don't spiritualize it. Don't think that you are weak. Don't think that you don't have faith. You might need to talk to an expert. Because it's
an expert, it's like her.
Yes.
You've heard how much she's been able to point you where you should go. Right now, just in the few time we've had here, you probably need to see a doctor. What kind of hospital do they go to? General hospital? Or
you might go to a general hospital. I mean, general hospitals, some of them have mental health division. If they don't have, they would definitely refer
they'll
you.
They'll point
but
you.
But see a doctor. Yeah. See a doctor.
All right. That's it on the show. Abigail, what's your closing words?
Well, my closing words is stay positive. Even in your grief.
Yes.
I mean, that's it. We can just go home. Stay positive. The doctor has said, you know what I decided to do? For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you see me dancing a lot. So I started dancing. Because again, there's this point in your mind where you can make a decision on how to handle it. That's the choice part. I can agree, largely to that extent. So find something that brings your mind out of that grief, no matter how temporarily it is, but because if it continues for too long, it begins to affect your health. And it's well, I'm telling myself the same thing. All right, guys, thank you for joining. We're back again next week Monday with another interesting topic. You can follow me online at Wemimo Sport. Abigail, where do we find you online?
AB Debonair.
AB underscore Debonair. That's it. Thank you for coming. Dr. Kike, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We're out on a break. After the ad break, we've got the news on the hour, and the tech heads will be here for a fun time out on radio. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thank you for being here. Good day.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Mr. John, my brother, please, let's me...
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.